This is the gray area.
Humans are such easy prey.
This isn't funny anymore!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast live. I haven't done a live in a very long time. I'm live on Twitch for the first time ever. I've done live on TikTok, and delinquents, you know that I've done it before and it sucks because they kick me off like right away. And I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that. So when they do that, I'm probably not going to keep going back to them. Yesterday I was on somebody was doing like a live on TikTok, and I joined them, and I was like, okay, I'm going to join them. I'm going to see how this goes. Cause the title of the TikTok was, does the MAGA cult owe us an apology? And I was like, okay. So I jumped on there and I was, you know, giving them my two cents, you know, the conservative side of things, the right side of things. And, I was kicked from the live, but I wasn't kicked from the live from the person doing the live, the TikTok live. I was kicked from the live by like TikTok itself. Like they were moderating it or watching behind the veiled curtain that is TikTok. And I broke some sort of a law, right? And the violation was misinformation. So TikTok got me for misinformation, and they're like, okay, we're going to send this violation to you. And it said, we removed your live access from you going live and, you know, participating in other people's lives due to misinformation. It must be an election year, people. It must be an election year. Because in 2020, I was seeing the same stuff with Google and Facebook and messages there. If you're a right voice, they silence you. TikTok, if you're Biden, you know, if you're like pro-communism, Marxism, yay China, go Biden. Yeah, TikTok's all for you. TikTok loves you. TikTok loves you. But if you're like a Republican or, you know, you fall under the MAGA curtain of Make America Great Again, then you're canceled, chief. You're canceled. Misinformation. And it said, oh, in a community, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But if your opinion, you know, deals in misinformation or false news, then we're sorry, we're going to have to remove you. I was talking about the Hunter Biden laptop and how they said it was fake prior to the election and how they didn't want to bring that out there prior to the election. And then we come to find out that it's real, it's incriminating, and it's got bad stuff on there. But no, TikTok's like, yeah, we can't have you telling people, you know, there's like 100 people in that live. We can't have, you know, anybody believing what you say, no matter how true it is. Right. If I went in there and said Biden is the best president of all time, Biden is great. Everything that he said is truthful. He's not geriatric. He's not losing his mind. Robert Hur said that he was losing his mind. Everything that he did with those documents, illegal as fuck. You're not allowed to be a senator and remove classified documents from Congress. He did it. And he didn't do it just carrying it in his hand. He must have like tucked it into his pants or something. Whatever. So that's illegal, right? That's bad. That's bad. Bad news. But Robert Hur was like, he's stupid. Like he's mentally not there. So we're not going to prosecute him. Just like they didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton. And she had, I don't know, 30,000 emails. Remember this whole conversation? She bleached bit it. She hit it with hammers. People destroyed cell phones and disks and everything. Physically destroyed it. And they were like, yeah, she did all that stuff, but she was ignorant to the whole thing. Okay. Ignorant to the whole thing. Oh, I killed a guy by accident. I had no idea. I was ignorant to the whole thing. Oh, am I free to go? No. Same thing goes for Biden, right? Everyone's like, well, he went along with it. He accomplished, he compromised, he coerced, he cooperated. Woo! I was going through all the C's in the dictionary for a second there. He cooperated. Once he was caught, he cooperated. So that means he's innocent? He could go? Let the man go? No! No! That doesn't make any sense! Oh, well, I cooperated once, you know, when they found out about the documents. What if they didn't find the documents, Joe? If I kill a guy, if I shoot a guy in the face, and nobody catches me for, you know, 10 years, and then I get caught in 10 years, but I cooperate, do I get to walk free? Apparently, if you're a dementia-ridden asshat, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. So, Biden and Trump were both in New York yesterday for two different reasons. Biden was there because he was doing a giant fundraiser where it's like $10,000 a plate, and you could have a picture with Biden and Obama and Bill Clinton. All of them were there. You could have a picture with him for $150,000. Holy crap. They're just going to stick with it. They're just going to ride the shit show. They know they're corrupt. They know they're wrong, and they're still going to go. They're still going to just ride it in. Ladies and gentlemen of the Gray Area Podcast, my delinquent army, because you love me and I love you. I'm on Twitch right now. I am on Twitch. You can find me on Twitch. Maybe you'll see me gaming. Maybe I'll be doing a podcast live or something. But as of right now, it's bright though. There's light, and I got one viewer in there. As to be expected, I guess. Oh man, the media is so one-sided. It's ridiculous. Like normally, I would have a lot more people on my pod being live, but I don't have many people in here. They're like they're coming and going, which is weird. Which is weird to me. But I know I'm going to record this, and I'm going to save it, and I'm going to send it out there to the people, because the people have probably missed me for about 2 weeks, and I apologize. I told you guys I was getting surgery, and I got the surgery 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago today, and last week was horrible. Back surgery is no joke, people. It's no joke. Last week I couldn't move. Moving was hard. It was very freaking hard. Having a bowel movement, I don't want to talk about it. Imagine like the parallel bars if you're a gymnast. Gymnasts get that reference, right? Because you're not sitting on anything. I'm sitting right now and I'm kind of in pain. I couldn't do this a week ago. I could not sit down a week ago. Because you got to be like 90 degrees from your legs up your spine and from your legs, your thighs, down to your ankles 90 degrees, and that's how you're supposed to sit. And I'm uncomfortable. Let's just say I'm uncomfortable. But I'll be here just to like throw it out there that I'm including you in things, you know, because you love me. And I'm sorry that I haven't been here, but I'm back and I will try to, you know, be good and stay up on it. Because I've been doing 15-minute podcasts every day. Before the surgery, I was doing it every day. A little quick 15 minutes stopping by to say hi. Because we don't have the time. We don't have the time to like sit and listen to a whole podcast, right? Or for you guys on Twitch out there, you guys aren't going to listen to me for 45 minutes. I don't have any guests on right now. I'm not gaming right now. I mean, you can see my face. But other than that, that's it. There's nothing going on right now. But I will ride this Twitch train a little bit. I will start gaming. I'll update it. I'll upload it to my PlayStation and my Xbox. And maybe I'll get on the sticks and we'll see how it goes. But maybe you'll watch, maybe you won't. But I like it. We'll see how this pans out. You can see my dogs in the background. There's one. It's a German Shepherd. Pretty sure she's knocked up. Aren't you, Willa? She's knocked up because they were stuck together. Bubba and Willa were stuck together 4 times 3 weeks ago. So maybe in May, we might see some blood shepherds. Blood shepherds, everybody. If you guys want a blood shepherd, hit me up and I will see what I could do to get you one of these crazy dogs. Man, a German Shepherd and a bloodhound. Seriously? We'll see how that goes. Well, Biden was in New York, like I said. And he was doing that fundraiser for himself. And he had his boys there. Bill Clinton, the pedo. Joe Biden, the pedo. Obama, the freaking racist segregationist. All cops are bad, that one. And Trump was also in New York. You know why? Because he was invited to go to the wake of the NYPD police officer that was shot last Monday. And he went. He showed up. Isn't that great? Isn't that great of him? This guy was shot on the 25th. March 25th. And like Trump's not, you know, busy enough already. He's in New York. He's got trials. He's got indictments. He's got a campaign. He's the leading member of the Republican Party. And he's probably going to beat Joe in November. Anybody that thinks that Joe is going to win is a complete and utter moron. Joe Biden is the worst president we have ever had. So Joe Biden's over there in New York collecting money for himself because nobody wants to donate to him because he's lost in the sauce. And then you got Donald Trump showing up to a wake for an NYPD officer, which is great. Good for him. Good for him. That's the difference in these two people. Joe Biden doesn't care. That girl that was Lake and Riley that was attacked in Georgia, he didn't even say her name right at the State of the Union address. And the State of the Union address was the same as last year and the year before. He's just repeating the same things that that aren't going to happen. I'm lowering healthcare costs. No, you're not. No, you're not. Oh, look at the economy. The economy sucks. Ask any Joe Schmo off the street. Ask any blue-collar dude or lady off the street. Crime is way up. There's somebody walking around New York randomly punching girls in the face. Randomly just hauling off and punching them in the face. I see multiple TikToks a day of these women with black eyes, you know, that get punched in the face. And nobody knows why they're getting punched in the face, but they're getting punched in the face. I've been in New York, right? I was in New York in like a lot from 2016 to like 2020 and stuff like that. And there was cops on like every corner. There were cops all over the place. And then de Blasio shows up and ruins it. He takes plainclothes cops off the street. He defunds the police. The NYPD is like, okay, you're not going to support us. We're not going to support you. They're not doing their jobs. They don't want to go to different places because they're more dangerous. And when they do show up, they get freaking assassinated. That's insane. Or they get ambushed. Anybody could be a cop right now. You know why? Because there's openings all over the place. Because all of the good cops left because society turned their back on them. That live that I was in yesterday on TikTok, they were talking about January 6th. And I was like, that's not an insurrection. If it was an insurrection, they wouldn't have, you know, convened and finished the confirming of Joe Biden as president. January 6th lasted like 2 hours. Okay. Congress was evacuated. Congress came back. And they validated the presidency the same fucking day. That's not an insurrection. The BLM riots, that's an insurrection. When you take a cokehead, a drug dealer, not a drug dealer, but a drug addict, right? And he throws pills down his mouth so he doesn't get fucking caught. And then they say, oh, he was on the back of his neck. And he wasn't even on the back of his neck. Either way, you turn George Floyd into a martyr. And now all cops are bad. Obama said all cops are bad back in the day. Like there was it's a racist thing. It's a racist thing. So explain black on black crime, right? Explain black cops. That doesn't make sense. Is black cops an oxymoron? There shouldn't be any black cops arresting black people because how are you going to do this to your own people? You're breaking the law. How about that? If you break the law, you get arrested. There's plenty of opportunities now to be a cop. If you want to be a cop, go ahead and be a cop. You know why? Because nobody wants to be a cop anymore. I wanted to be a cop once upon a time. I did. But it was hard to get that job. There's like one or two spots open. I wanted to leave the state. I wanted to be a federal cop, but the person that I was with at the time wanted to be, you know, I ended up marrying her. She wanted to stay in the state. She wanted to be close to her parents. And I loved her enough to be like, okay, whatever you want. And then it ruined my fucking life. And now we're getting a divorce. But whatever. That's how it is. With relationships, it's a give and take. If you're the only one giving, then you need to take all that shit back and leave. You need to fucking go. Otherwise, you're going to go fucking crazy. You're going to kill yourself. You know how many times I thought about, like, killing myself? I don't know. Maybe twice. But I can't do it. I can't do it. Nor will I do it. Why? I have too many fucking responsibilities. I definitely got to be alive when my daughter's boyfriend fucks up, because I know he's going to fuck up down the road. It's like, it's fucking inevitable. It is inevitable. God. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be like, you know, I told you so. When your whole family doesn't like your boyfriend, there's something wrong with your boyfriend. We tolerate him because we respect you, you know? So it's not safe to be a cop anymore. That's where I was going. It's not safe to be a cop anymore. But there's plenty of openings. Plenty of openings. And even you can't even do your job the way you're supposed to do your job if you want to be a cop. You know that, right? It sucks. It's annoying and it's terrifying. God knows where we're going to be in like 10 years. I know we're headed towards some sort of a civil war or revolution if Joe Biden wins again. He didn't even fucking win the first time. I mean, they validated the election. They confirmed it, and that's fine, right? But January 6th was not an insurrection. January 6th was just like all like 2000, 2004, 2016, where everybody that was a donkey, the Democrats, were like, oh, I don't want to validate this. This is cheating. George Bush cheated. The election machines cheated. You can't do a recount. The Republicans are corrupt. Donald Trump wasn't elected. Donald Trump cheated. Yeah, they do the same shit. That's what's going to happen in November if Trump wins. They're going to cry and be like, we're not going to validate this. This isn't true. This didn't happen. This isn't Russian collusion, blah, 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 blah. There was no Russian collusion, by the way. But they said it. Democrats like to say things. And by the time society realizes that Democrats are full of shit, the bad shit already happened. Right? The Hunter Biden laptop. They didn't want to validate that. The Steele dossier that said it was Russian collusion for 2016. They didn't want to validate that. Because once they realized that the Steele dossier and there was no Russian collusion, it was already too late. Biden was elected. Biden was fucking elected. The Steele dossier was made by the Clinton Foundation, backed by Obama's FBI, to make up bullshit against Trump. And everybody voted against that man. There was a lot of people that voted against that man because he's bad. Because he's a Manchurian candidate. He's in the pocket of Russia. And by the time we realized that they were full of shit, Biden was fucking elected. Biden is a crazy person. Biden has no idea where he is. He's not pulling any of the fucking strings. The Democrats are evil. They always have been evil. They created the KKK, right? They created the Jim Crow laws. All these like Medicare, Medicaid, public housing, Democrats, those people, they only care about you every fucking 4 years. You know that, right? They need your vote every 4 years. If you don't vote for Biden, then you ain't black. You know, in 2020, Biden got, I don't know, 60 something percent of the pop of the black vote, and Trump got like 13%, something like that. Now, based on the polling, Trump's got 23% of the black vote, 24% of the black vote, and went up 10 points. If that's accurate, if he gets 1%, if he got 1% more of the black vote from 2020, then he wins the election. He wins flat out. Black people are waking up. People of color are waking up. They realize that the Democrats aren't shit. Democrats will give you the bare minimum, and they will take the rest. Public housing, free health care. Look at your streets. Look at your businesses. Look at the fact that you have to have multiple jobs to take care of your children. And if you can't do that, guess who's raising your children? The fucking streets are. They don't want to talk about black-on-black crime ever. That's a problem, don't you think? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't understand how you could vote Democrat and be happy with yourself. Because he isn't fucking Trump? The reason you voted for Biden in 2020 is because he wasn't Trump. That's the reason. There's no ethics. There's no personal, you know, personalities. There's no, you know, policies. Or like, you know, governmental history based on anything. And that you're just voting. You just voted for Biden because he wasn't Trump. And now here we are. You're not better off than you were. You're absolutely not better off than you were. Our tax money is going to stupid shit all over the place. It is spread all over the place. You know where it should go? It should go to Americans. Homeless Americans. Homeless vets. But no, that's going to illegal immigrants. Yeah. Democrats don't care about you. Especially people of color. They don't give a shit about you. That's why they're bringing in all these people from all over the fucking world to vote for Biden. They're going to vote Democrat because that's who brought him here. If you ask any of these illegal caravans that are coming up from Mexico or wherever, they said, they'll tell you straight up, they love Biden. Why? Open borders. And guess who they're going to vote for? Biden. Should they be voting? Absolutely not. They're not even allowed to vote. They're replacing the black vote because Democrats are losing the black vote. The people of color vote. Look at Florida. Florida is a hard red state now. It used to be purple. It used to be blue. Yeah, but lots of the Hispanics that are there are like, hey, man, Democrats suck ass at this. Look at New York. Look at Illinois. Look at California. Sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. Minneapolis is going to be turned into a trans-safe state. What the fuck does that mean? You could be trans in any state. We're just not going to affirm your health care under the age of, like, 12. No, mom, you don't know what sexuality your fucking newborn is, right? You know what the red flag is? When a child is born and the parents don't want to put down gender because the child hasn't decided yet. You're supposed to decide for the children. You're supposed to take care of them up until the age of 18. You don't want to affirm their biological gender at birth because they haven't made the decision yet? You're an idiot. You're on the wrong side of history. You're a crazy person. You're a crazy person. Like I said, sending somebody to a hospital when they're perfectly healthy to get perfectly healthy body parts cut off to come out in bandages, that's a problem. How about we, again, let's deal with the mentality of thinking like this before we just affirm random shit and turn people, you know, against themselves. Because they're going to fucking regret it. This is worse than a tattoo. You can remove a tattoo with a little bit of scarring. You're not putting your dick back on. Okay? You understand? You understand what I'm saying? Oh, man. What's the headlines over here? Biden administration issues toughest restrictions yet on all diesel-burning trucks. Oh, great. 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 So all that stuff that you're getting, you know, all the stuff that's getting imported and going to, like, markets that you go to, mom-and-pop shops, Walmarts, it's, if they put restrictions on diesel, diesel's going to be more expensive. You're going to be paying more money. Inflation's going to stay the same. Inflation's going to go back up. Biden likes to talk how, oh, I brought inflation down. Yeah, from 9%, you asshat. You brought it up to 9%. And now it's what, 3-something? It needs to be under 2. Or 2 even. Yeah. People are still living paycheck to paycheck. No matter what this ignoramus says. No one is doing better now than they were doing 4 years ago. They're not. They're not. No one is doing better now. Absolutely not. How's the infrastructure going, by the way, Joe? That infrastructure bill, one of the first bills that you passed with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. Remember Palestine, Ohio? Remember when you didn't show up? Remember when you didn't want to clean it up the right way? And you just said, you know what? Set it on fire and then clean it up with all that black smoke going into the atmosphere. You guys don't talk to me about climate change ever fucking again, because you took all the chemicals that spilled out of that rail car accident in Palestine, Ohio, and you set it on fire. Ladies and gentlemen of the delinquent army, black smoke is bad smoke. White smoke is good smoke. White smoke is like, you know, like steam lines, steam tracing, you know, you're burning wood. Black smoke is like oil, gas, and chemicals that are set on fire. Don't let them tell you anything. Anytime they talk about climate change or wanting to do something in regards to like change for the environment or green energy, it's bullshit. it is bullshit. We're not there yet. So they're going to put tariffs on, you know, restrictions on diesel burning trucks. That's every truck. Every truck is a diesel burning truck. If it's 16 wheelers for sure. I don't see any electric buses out there. I don't see any electric rail cars out there. I don't see any electric semi-trucks out there. You know why? Because they don't exist. And they shouldn't exist. Fossil fuel, burning it, is not bad. It doesn't harm the ozone layer. It doesn't. The ozone layer is healing itself. America has standards. We have EPA standards. You go to get your emissions test every year before you, you know, you could register your vehicles. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You think other countries fucking do that? No, they don't. Why do we do it? We have the cleanest everything. Everything. China doesn't give a shit what we do. Africa, Russia, Ukraine, the Middle East, they don't care. No one cares. We care, and we're doing our part. You want us to go backwards in time? Then have everything green energy. There's nothing wrong with having solar panels on your house, okay? That's cool, right? But it's not going to power up a whole grid. Your solar power farms are not going to, you know, power up a neighborhood, more or less a city. We need coal, people. Where does electricity come from? Bueller? We need to burn coal to make electricity. You need to make electricity. We don't have the grid for the electric vehicles. And we can't even afford these electric vehicles. You know what electric vehicles don't like? The fucking winter. You know what batteries do in the winter? They burn out faster. Wind energy. How are you going to lubricate those blades, those turnstiles? How are you going to do that? Fossil fuels. Plastic? What are you going to use? More plastic because it's safer than metal? Is it? Because plastic is fossil fuels, you dolts. Nobody knows anything anymore. These people are voting based on shoes. They're voting based on pulp culture. There should be an IQ test if you want to vote. You should be able to answer basic questions that are common sense to anybody with a brain before you should vote. Because Democrats are dumb as fuck. Democrats vote the way they do because they think they're going to get free shit out of it. I live for free. My cell phone's free. I get food stamps. I don't have to have a job. I live in public housing. Oh, yeah? What's the neighborhood like? Is it a good neighborhood? Or are you on your fucking sixth funeral this week? It's a joke. In order to do better for yourself, we need better leadership. You know how Republicans don't vote the same way in Congress than Democrats do? Because they're representing their constituents. You're going to see differences of opinion on the Republican side based on how they believe their constituents would want them to vote. Democrats, they will lie to your face. They will go to campaign speeches. They'll travel. They'll say whatever you need to hear. They will say whatever they think you want to hear based on the audience. They'll say one thing at this audience in this state, and they'll say the complete opposite in the same state talking to another group of people. You know why? Because they're tailoring their campaigns and their policies to what you want to hear. Democrats are a cancer. They've always been a cancer. They lie to your face, and then they completely go against your wishes. Your constituents, they don't vote based on their constituents at all when it comes to Congress. All Democrats do is vote exactly the same way. You see it. On all these bills, it's either yay or nay. All the Democrats vote exactly the same way. Why? Because they're told to. So they're not representing anybody. Republicans, I wish we did that every now and then. Because we can have more people in Congress. We can have more people. But Republicans are going to vote based on who voted for them, not what the party wants. Because Republicans and Democrats are voted to represent their people. But Democrats always vote the same way. They got the Borg mentality. They got the hive mind. They always vote exactly the same way. they're a cancer. And they change things. Whenever they lose elections, whenever they lose to like Theodore Roosevelt or Abraham Lincoln or, you know, Eisenhower, you know, they're going to vote it. They're going to change things. They're going to change rules and regulations. The Emancipation Proclamation, then they started Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow laws were stopped in the 60s and they wanted to still segregate, or they still did it in pockets of the South. Because that's just, or, you know, whites only this, blacks only this. That should have stopped with the Emancipation Proclamation. Once slaves were freed after the Civil War, there shouldn't have been any Jim Crow laws based on color. There shouldn't have been any segregation on buses or jobs or bathrooms or water fountains. The Civil War was in like the 1860s. The civil rights didn't pass until the 1960s. That was all Democrats doing. That was all Democrats doing. And now, Democrats placate all the time to the black community every 4 years, saying that Republicans are the racist ones. Republicans are the fascist ones. No, we're not. We want you to live your life. You have unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But that's your responsibility to do. You got to go out and get that yourself. It should not be given to you. Republicans understand this. You get what you pay for. All the blood, sweat, and tears that you put in for yourself, you are reimbursed the sweat and the blood that you put in. Democrats, you know, they want it handed to them. There are no, I'm willing to bet there are more Democrat leaning people that, you know, are just lazy, that want handouts, than there are Republicans. That's for sure. If you have a Democrat and a Republican and they both have a broken leg and they both have to go on welfare and they both have to do like unemployment and all that shit and food stamps until they heal, I guarantee you the Republican statistically is going to get back into the workforce before the Democrat does. If the Democrat even goes back into the workforce, because he just likes getting free shit and doing nothing. Oh, is it a pay cut? Yeah. But do I have to do anything? No. Who pays for that? The working class. So if you have a job, and you vote Democrat, I don't understand why you would fucking do that. Unless you're part of a lobby or you're part of a union. Because unions are a cancer. Just because you're part of a union and your union rep says, oh, we support this guy or this girl, doesn't mean you have to vote with your union. You know that, right? I don't think you do. I don't think you do. You know, union dues, you don't have to pay those. You know that, right? Unions are evil as shit. They're all parts of the lobby. They're all parts of the lobby. Bill Clinton, Obama, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, you know, these people are millionaires, but they don't make millionaire money. So why are they millionaires? Because their votes are bought and paid for. They're not voting based on the constituents that they represent. They are voting based on the lobbies in the bill. That's why they're voting that way. Republicans, are there some bad ones that are in some sort of lobby here or there? Yeah, sure. But you don't see it as bad as you do on the Democratic side. Not even close. What's up, crazy lady? What's up, Twitch, if you don't know? That's crazy lady. I'm on Podbean live too. Voting Democrat makes zero sense to me. None. Why would you vote for these people? They're a cancer. Unless you just like free handouts. If you like taxpayer money going into your pocket while you just sit there and do nothing, I understand that. Welfare is supposed to be temporary. Food stamps are supposed to be temporary. Okay? If you're completely destroyed from something that happens on the job, I understand that. Then you should be compensated based on work. And work should compensate you. But if you're just living off of the government for the rest of your life when you could do something else with your life, then that's on you. That's on you. That's your guilty conscience. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. But they know they want to tax us more so they could pay things that we didn't sign for. Student loan forgiveness. Dumb as shit. Okay? Why are we paying for that? We didn't sign the loan papers. What about mortgage forgiveness? How about that? Biden, you want to forgive that? Or like medical bill forgiveness? How about that? You want to forgive that? No, student loan forgiveness. It's stupid. You know why kids get student loans? Some of them are honest. Some of them try to pay that back. Some of them are doing it for school. But the majority of them are getting student loans because they want to go on spring break. Yeah. They don't want to live in the dorms, so they want the student loans to, you know, live in one of those houses off campus that are just ridiculously overpriced. There's nothing about Joe Biden that is good. A poll was ran, and they were like, what is Joe Biden's greatest accomplishment in his first 3 years? It was economy, schooling, foreign aid, and then it was like nothing. Nothing got the majority of the votes. It was like 38% of the people out of like 1,194 or something say Joe Biden's greatest accomplishment is nothing. And that would be accurate. Because it's nothing. This guy is a walking, bumbling idiot. He has Velcro shoes. He falls upstairs. He walks like a toddler with a full diaper. He doesn't do, he puts lids on his media outings. He doesn't know who fucking died. He doesn't know how to pronounce names of people that have died. He's responsible for 13 servicemen and women dying when we had 18 months of no peace. The Afghanistan pullout deal was horrible, which led to Russia doing what they're doing now and China telling us to get out of the fucking China Sea because of the China One policy. Leave Taiwan alone. North Korea's throwing missiles over fucking Japan because no one's doing anything. There's no repercussions for anything. We have bridges collapsing and trains exploding, and the first bill that he passed was infrastructure, and we have bridges that are folding like, you know, Jenga. That thing fell fast. I understand the weight of the cargo ship. I get it. But what the hell, man? Are we investigating these bridges? Are we looking at all of our bridges? Huh? Pete Buttigieg? You idiot. This man couldn't even fix potholes. He couldn't even fix potholes when he was a mayor in Indiana. And he's the Secretary of Transportation in charge of all of our roads, bridges, railroads. No, thank you. No, thank you. This guy is an idiot. An idiot. You know what Domino's did in Pete Buttigieg's hometown? It was called, what was it called? Pizza for Potholes. Every pizza that you get from Domino's, a certain amount of money goes towards fixing potholes in like Indiana. Pete Buttigieg couldn't do it. And he was the mayor of a small town in Indiana. And now he's the Secretary of Transportation. This guy. You think he was hired based on his policies or his knowledge? No. DEI did this. Diversity, equity, and inclusion did this, which is stupid. We're going to hire you for this job because you're gay. We're going to hire you for this job because you're a woman. We're going to hire you for this job because you're black. Oh, my God. Like, Karine Jean-Pierre, she's a foreign-born gay person of color. That's why she was hired. Because if you listen to her talk, you want to punch your fucking TV. You know whose fault it was? That cop got shot in New York? Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about it. And you know whose fault it was? It was gun violence's fault. Just guns. The guns did it. Gun violence. It wasn't the person that has 21 prior charges and was let go early on parole. It wasn't that reason. The woman that was murdered in Chicago, No, she wasn't murdered. She lived. But her 11-year-old son, who was, he was a scholar. He was smart. He was in the band. He was defending his mother, and he got killed by this guy. This guy had 20 more years left in prison, but he got released early. The reason that he went back to prison in the first place is because he, you know, insulted and violated, insulted. What is the word I'm looking for? He promised to go after his ex-girlfriend. He was going to, like, he's like, I'm going to fucking kill you and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And he violated, like, a restraining order, so he went back to prison. They released him early, and then he went directly to her house and went to stab her, and she, and her 11-year-old son defended her, and he ended up getting stabbed to death. That's ridiculous. We're just letting people go. Why? Because of Democrat policies. Democratic states and Democratic policies are evil as fuck. If you live in Illinois, New York, fucking California, get the fuck out. Get out of here. Leave. If it says sanctuary anything, get out of there. Why? Because you're going to be flooded with illegal migrants, and you don't want them there. They're not supposed to be here. No person is illegal. Bullshit. You know why people have fences? So people don't come into their fucking house. But we're just letting motherfuckers in here. Joe Biden's flying people from other countries with our taxpayer money into these sanctuary cities. Look it up. It's true. And when confronted about it, they don't want to talk about that. That's false information. That's misinformation. Whenever you catch them on their bullshit, they call it misinformation. And then you get canceled because you're throwing out misinformation, conspiracy theory stuff. But, you know, give it time and you're going to find out that everything that we said 4 years ago, that everybody said was we were full of shit for, turns out to be true. Trump has 99 indictments. Now it's at 88. You know why he has these indictments? Because he's running for office again. If he wasn't running for office again, there would not be 91 indictments. E. Jean Carroll, that chick that said, oh, I was raped by Trump in the 80s at this store. Oh, what year? Oh, I don't know. What time? I don't know. Where was this? Oh, it was in like the changing rooms at this store. But you don't know when. No. Whatever. And so Trump ended up winning that. And then he ended up talking shit. He's like saying, this chick is wrong. She's crazy. She's out of her mind. I never met her. It never happened. She wins millions of dollars on them for defamation because Trump said this stuff about her. Listen, if you're going to throw me under the bus for something I didn't do, and then I'm going to court, and then I end up being innocent, and you end up being a fucktard, I am going to be like, you're nuts. Fuck you for doing this to me and wasting my time. And then you saying, oh, that's defamation. Ugh. So he's going to appeal that, and he's going to win. He was on Rachel Maddow, and Rachel Maddow was like, what are you going to do with these millions of dollars? And she's like, oh, we're going to go shopping in Paris. And she's a joke. All these indictments are jokes. All of them. They're insane. Fannie Willis in Georgia. Fuck you. You're insane. Letitia James trying to take his houses and shit. Trying to take Trump Tower. Saying Mar-a-Lago. He overvalidated the worth of Mar-a-Lago. There was no victim in that crime. There was no jury either, by the way. It was just a biased judge saying, yeah, you're guilty. You're guilty. You know, you're guilty of it. We don't even need to do this right now. You're guilty. So he's going to appeal it. And he's going to fucking win. And if he doesn't win, it's corrupt. New York City is corrupt. Washington, D.C. is corrupt. They only lean one way, and that's the side of the donkey. If you vote Democrat, I don't understand why. I would like to know why, because it makes no sense. These people are crazy. They don't care about the people. They want to manipulate the people. They will tell you what you want to hear and do the complete fucking opposite. If you pay attention to the news nationally in regards to politics for 1 month on multiple channels, you'll see. You will see how biased and corrupt the Democratic Party is. Rona McDaniel, for instance, was hired by MSNBC to be a conservative commentator, which is cool. You want to hear the other side of the political spectrum, right? MSNBC. So Rona McDaniel used to be the chair of the GOP, was hired at MSNBC, and fucking Joy Reid, Rachel Maddow, Joe Scarborough, they're all like, we can't know. She's a liar. She's horrible. She's a horrible human being. She's a Republican. She's MAGA. She doesn't deserve to be here. And MSNBC fired her without telling her. They told the other hosts that were crying that she was gone. And Rona McDaniel didn't even know. She had to find out from watching Rachel Maddow say that she no longer works at NBC. That's how bad Democrats are. They don't want to hear the other part. They don't want to hear your side of the story. And as a Republican, we should do the same thing. We should be like, we don't give a fuck about what you have to say anymore. Okay? You just want to say Trump is bad. Why? Why is he bad? Oh, because he's racist. Where? When was he racist? Show me the racist part. Because the last time I checked, he gave more money to HBCUs than any president in history. More than Obama did. Oh, he's racist. He says racist things. What did he say? Did he say that when he was desegregating Mar-a-Lago? Oh, well, he lied about his funds and how much Mar-a-Lago's worth. Oh, how much is Mar-a-Lago worth? It's 18 million. No, it's not. You think a resort on the beach in Florida that is coastal and intercoastal waters on both sides, and it's 20 something freaking acres, is $18 million? Are you insane? An empty lot in Florida for 1 acre is probably around $18 million. Brina, hello. My back surgery sucked. It was 2 weeks ago today, and I am healing, and I am uncomfortable. But I am doing much better. I'm doing much better. I will go back to work on Monday, and I'll be doing my daily 15-minute stopping by to say hi's again. But I'm doing good. I'm doing as good as to be expected, for sure. So I'm healing pretty fast. I thought I was going to need another week, but no, I'm good. Yeah, I'm back, and my back is going to be back soon. But I'm healing. The muscles are healing now. The staples, they took out 2 days ago, and I still have random signals of nerve pain because my nerve was impinged, but they said that could be as long as a year before my nerves are completely better. So every now and then I might just go, ugh. Like completely walking, same step every time, random step, just random ouchies. But a week ago, I was not moving. I couldn't do anything. Yeah. Yikes. One day at a time. Yes. One day at a time. Here we go. So, how long have I been? 48 minutes. Yeah. So, in closing, TikTok could go fuck itself. And, I don't understand how Democrats think. And Trump wouldn't be having all these indictments if he was, wasn't running. I guarantee you right now he could be like, listen, drop all the indictments and I'll pull out of the race. And I guarantee you they'd stop it. They'd stop it right now. They're scared of the guy. You can't win the same way twice, Joe. Okay? You're going to have to debate him or you're going to have to campaign. You're not going to be able to have those drive-through campaigns, which is weird as hell. Just tune into this station and I'll be talking and honk your horn if you want to clap for me. That is weird. Weird. We're living in the twilight zone, people. We're living in the twilight zone where, if you do something, you're going to fucking prison for it. You are a bad, fascist, racist, horrible person. But if I do it, as long as I vote a certain way, I'm in the clear. I am in the clear. Jesus. Hunter Biden, in the clear. He's going to be completely fine. Didn't do anything illegal while he was overseas grabbing bags of cash. two of Trump's kids did nothing wrong, and they're fined millions of dollars just for being associated with the Trump business in Mar-a-Lago. I can't wait for these appeals, okay? I can't wait for these appeals. You have Letitia James, a DA, who ran. Her sole campaign slogan was, I'm going to get Trump. We're going to sue him. We're going to keep suing him. That's how she won her position, okay? And then when she's confronted about it, she's like, oh, no, I was hired based on my merit and based on my policies and based on my politics. No. New York hates Trump. You ran on the fact that everybody hates Trump there, and you were elected, and then you did what you did. And it's bullshit, because that Mar-a-Lago thing, it's worth way more than $18 million. Way more. Did he borrow from the banks? Yes. Did he pay it back with interest? Yes. Were the banks a victim? No. Was there any victim to this? No. But you have Judge Engoron, this crazy dude that takes fucking shirtless pics and puts it on like Tinder. All right. Yes. True story. He's a biased judge. There was no jury. There was no trial of your peers. It was like, okay, the judge feels this way. The judge feels that you overpriced your properties in Florida. By the way, the property is in Florida. This freaking trial was in New York. Oh my God. Everything's nuts. They just want to throw everything they possibly can at the man, and he's going to dodge it, and he's going to dodge all these things. And they were hoping for him to be indicted and convicted one time before the election so they could take him off ballots. Because if you're a felon, the state could take you off the ballot because, you know, felons can't run for president. That's not true. It doesn't say that anywhere, by the way. If you're a treasonist, then yes. If you're an insurrectionist and traitor, then yes. You know, all of these indictments, none of them are for treason. None of them are for insurrection. Zero. All of them. Everything that is thrown at him is just to slow him down. Because that's exactly what happened in 2020. Everybody said a whole bunch of things about Trump, and everybody believed it. Everybody believed it. And by the time we proved that it was false, like the Steele dossier was false, the first impeachment with the phone call to Ukraine, that was false. It was already too late. Biden was already elected by the time we figured out all of the stuff that they threw at him was bullshit. And that's exactly what's going to happen now. One of these things is going to stick, maybe. Probably not. But the fact that the ignorant out there see 91 indictments, he's automatically guilty. You'll see it all over the place. They'll be like, he's got 91 indictments. He's not guilty of anything. Nothing yet. Zero things. But just because he's indicted this many times on bullshit, people subconsciously think that he's a bad man. Would a bad man show up to a police officer's wake yesterday in New York while the actual president of the United States is coercing himself with Obama and Bill Clinton at the Radio City Music Hall in New York for, you know, a campaign rally? It wasn't even a rally. It was just like a campaign donation thing. It's like $10,000 a plate, $100,000 for a picture, $150,000 for a picture with Biden, Obama, and Clinton. There's your corruption. The fact that Joe Biden is a millionaire where he's never been in the position of a salary where you make millions of dollars, that's a problem. That's a problem. When Joe Biden becomes a millionaire and Donald Trump loses money, that's a problem. Okay? All right, delinquents. I've been talking for 54 minutes. I love you. Thank you for stopping by. Tell your squad to follow my pod, and I will see you guys next time. Love you. Bye.